and partly cloudy today. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous. 72 for a high. We're still going to be nice tomorrow. A little cooler, though, with a high of 64. So it's still not bad. We do have a chance of rain, though, as we go into Thursday. Sean Cable's going to tell us more about this forecast in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
Having a large gathering or celebration you need catering to? Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and no matter what you are doing or where you are holding your event, we can help. Let us design a menu sure to please everyone. We have chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, pizza, salad, dessert, and all the other sides to boot. Give us a call at 608-768-5555 or head to pizzaranch.com/catering for more information.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On Capitol Hill today, Special Counsel Robert Herr, who determined that no charges were warranted after classified documents were found at President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home. In Washington, here's ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers.
During his interview with Special Counsel Robert Herr, President Biden repeatedly insisted he never intentionally kept classified material and that if he had found them, he would have returned them. He told the Special Counsel, quote, I had no purpose for them, and I think it would be inappropriate for me to keep clearly classified documents. The president did, however, admit to keeping personal notes from his time as vice president, saying, quote, they're my notes and they're my property. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
An aid ship loaded with 200 tons of food headed for Gaza has set sail from Cyprus. World Food Kitchen gathered it. It's being transported by an aid group trying out the new opening of that sea corridor into Gaza. Three preschoolers and two adults all killed in a fiery crash in western Illinois after a semi collided with a school bus. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Clark County Sheriff's Office, several people were killed in a deadly crash that happened in Clark County on Friday morning. The crash happened just before 8 a.m. near the intersection of State Highway 95 and County Highway J, about an hour southeast of Eau Claire. According to the Sheriff's Office, a semi-tractor and trailer were going eastbound on State Highway 95 towards the intersection. As the semi-tractor was approaching, a van was driving northbound on County Highway J. The driver of the semi-tractor died in the crash, as well as eight of the nine people that were in the van. Nine people in the van were from an Amish community in Berks Garden, Virginia, traveling through Wisconsin visiting family. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It's going to be a little breezy today, but boy, is it going to be nice. Partly cloudy, 72 our high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 64, with some rain possible tomorrow night into Thursday. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, I'll tell you this. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
99.7.
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Eye of the Tiger, there is Survivor. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 12 minutes after 7, after 8 now. Going back in time this morning. We want to go forward, Finn. We got to get through our whole day. I was looking at something else as I was trying to give time, and my brain just doesn't work by looking at one thing and trying to say another. It's just the two things just don't mesh well together some days. Today is one of those days. Forgive me. I do apologize. But we are moving forward in time. We'll put it like that this morning. My goodness.
It's all that daylight savings
time
stuff.
You know, it kind of is. I still haven't caught up. I woke up this morning and my alarm went off and I was like, why is it still going off? Why do I need to get out of bed? And I was not ready to do so. I just was not ready to do so today.
It was a rough one for me this morning too. You know that expression, slept like a log?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, for whatever reason, I was just completely out. Dead.
Yeah.
I slept great last night, which means, of course, that tonight There'll be no sleep tonight. But whatever.
Right. I'm totally there with you. And I slept pretty good last night. I mean, the melatonin's still doing its thing. The problem that I'm having right now is the allergies are just getting in the way of everything. Uh-huh. Between the stuffy nose, my throat's been super sore and all of that kind of stuff. And last night, Corey was like, "Are you getting sick?" I said, "No, it's just my allergies. Everything is just great. My eyes are watering. Everything's just insane right now with all of the blooming. And it's a little bit earlier for this severe of allergies compared to what I normally do, so it's just a lot of stuffy nose where I'm up and down all night just trying to breathe and get things open. And so it's just kind of miserable is what it is. Plus, I went to bed a little bit later than I normally do. We decided last night we were going to dive into a movie. Why did we do this? I have no idea. But we ended up watching the new Wonka with Timothée Chalamet, which, by the way, first of all, after watching that, I understand why people in Scotland were so upset when they went to what was supposed to be a Wonka world, and then it was like paper mache rainbow arches and things like that.
Watching the movie?
No, it was really great. As I was watching it, I was like, yeah, if that's what people were expecting, it would have been a sad, sad moment to walk into a warehouse with just painted pictures on the wall and that kind of thing. So I completely understand why there was so much outcry over what happened in Scotland a few weeks ago, which it was kind of crazy. And that still got ramifications. There are still people, I mean, that's still happening, which is insane. So as we were watching it, though, I was like, wow, this is pretty interesting. I mean, the CGI alone is just fantastic. Is the movie itself great? I don't know. It's Timothée Chalamet, and it's another version of Wonka. This felt like the prequel to what we know as Gene Wilder in Wonka. It wasn't horrible. It wasn't great. Corey was a little upset that it was a musical. He hates musicals. Yeah. No, he hates musicals. And not only is it a musical, but it's a musical right from the start. And he's like, wait, what is happening right now? And I said, just calm down. It's fine. I don't know if he's going to be singing through the whole thing. And they don't sing through the whole thing, but there are a few big numbers, we'll put it like that, from Wonka. But we felt like we needed to see it for some reason. Maybe it was, you know, to try to regain some of our childhood because we both loved Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka, you know, and then Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp ruined the whole thing. So we felt like we needed to get back some of like the original Wonka, and Timothée Chalamet, at least it was a much friendlier version of Wonka. I will say that.
To see Hugh Grant as an Oompa Loompa?
No, I didn't think it was. I thought he actually did a pretty good job because the Oompa Loompa in this case, and I don't want to give too much away for anybody who hasn't seen the movie. The kids will definitely love it. Trust me, the kids will love it. There's singing, there's dancing. I mean, there's bright colors. Obviously, you're talking about candy. There's fun things that happen. So I think the kids would obviously love it. But Hugh Grant as an Oompa Loompa was actually kind of good. I mean, you know, he comes across in most of his roles as that grumpy kind of guy, right? Like he's especially as he gets older, he's a little bit terse, he's a little bit cross, he's a little bit grumpy in some of his roles, and that was how he portrayed the Oompa Loompa. I thought it was interesting. Now, what did bother me about it is going back to the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with Gene Wilder, the Oompa Loompas are not 8 inches tall. They are larger than that. Mm-hmm. But in this particular portrayal, I mean, Hugh Grant's face is superimposed on an Oompa Loompa, and he's only 8 inches tall. That actually bothered me more than anything else. And I have no idea why, but I was like, shouldn't the Oompa Loompas be a little bit bigger than that? I thought they were more than 8 inches tall. I mean, that's like a bug. Why would you want an 8-inch Oompa Loompa? I don't understand. How did they do any of the work in the chocolate factory? Like, I had a lot of questions about why they were so small in comparison to the original. But
I guess I don't remember the book well enough to remember.
See, that's
how
what
big
I kept thinking
in the book. But yeah,
felt like they should be a little bigger than 8 inches tall, right? Like at one, one point, Charlie's able to catch him in a glass jar, like Gargamel caught the Smurfs. Like, you know, like I was like, what are we doing here exactly? I don't know why the Oompa Loompa is so tiny. But anyway, that was like my biggest beef with it. It was just a fun movie to watch, though, on a Monday night.
So
just,
overall, not a bad experience.
Wasn't horrible. Wasn't horrible. If I had smaller kids, would I have enjoyed it probably a lot more? Yeah, definitely. As an adult, I knew kind of what I was going into. I mean, let's face it, the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was a whole lot of whimsy as well and not really true to anything that could happen in real life. And you get kind of the same thing when you're watching Wonka. But I did not hate it. That's for sure.
Do you think that because of the Johnny Depp version, which was horrible,
Johnny Depp,
do you think that it just left a really bad taste in our mouth, and so now
perhaps,
you know, a little bit of apprehension?
Maybe.
I think that's kind of how I feel about it. It's like, well, you know, love Gene Wilder's version,
right?
Not so much on the Johnny Depp version, so I don't know if I'm ready to tackle this one again.
There were a few storylines, too, that I felt like should have been a bigger deal, I don't know. They just felt like they should be a bigger deal, and again, I don't want to give too much away for anybody who hasn't seen it, plans on seeing it. There were a couple storylines, though, that I felt like could have been a little deeper. They were kind of a big deal, but they were just kind of like, okay, so we're going to talk about these a little bit, and then let's move on because Wonka's doing magic with candy right now. That's what it felt like to me, but again, I also knew what I was getting into. I mean, it was a movie essentially about how Wonka got started. So you got to take that with a grain of salt, too. And you knew it wasn't going to be like a story masterpiece, right? Not with the subject matter.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially even after seeing Gene Wilder many, many years ago as Willy Wonka, the storyline was kind of right? Like it was a little but you loved it anyway because it was endearing. It was enchanting. There was all of these cool things that they did that they hadn't done in movies before. And it was a great family film. And that's kind of how I felt
about
this one.
It's like The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So did your husband make it through the entire film?
He did.
Yeah.
He did, actually. Yeah. Yes. He even, you know, had to let the dog out in between. We were able to pause it. Everybody had a potty break and a snack break. And then we were able to reconvene. But by the time it got over with, it was about 10:20. And that's way past my bedtime, especially after I take melatonin now. That was way past my bedtime. So I was a little groggier than I should have been this morning.
Too much of a late night for you.
That's right. But if you're looking for a family film and you've got Max on streaming, it's a good family film. That's for sure. That's what I'll say about it. Now, we've talked a whole lot about the Green Bay Packers this morning, right? And by the way, for Packers fans, Chris and I are trying to figure out a time when he might be able to join us this week on the morning show. So with that being said, he could break all of this down a little bit more, kind of tell us what, you know, we're getting some of these new players, see if Goot decides to go out into free agency a little bit more. But with all the talk about free agency, the Green Bay Packers this morning, we also can't forget, Finn, that it's March Madness season. That's right. And if you're not a basketball fan, this seems like a huge waste of time. But if you are, then it's definitely time well spent, because a study found the average March Madness fan is going to dedicate a full day and a half of their life to it this year, which is a total of 36 hours. Now, that includes 3 hours filling out brackets, 13 hours watching games, 5 hours of highlights, 5 hours discussing it with friends and family, 5 hours reading about it online, and 3 hours of actually placing your bets. Now, if you break it all down, that's only 34 hours, so some of those may have been rounded down. Some of them might take a little bit extra time. 36 hours is where we end up basically being. Now, it also found that 26% of people who are obsessed with March Madness have skipped work to watch a game before, 76% of people have a favorite team that they're polling for, and 30% plan to pick them to win the whole thing, so they're pretty optimistic. The average fan won't lose hope until their team is down 19 points in the second half. Now, if you're wondering, the tournament actually starts next Tuesday. The final will be on April 8th, so we have a few weeks of nothing but March Madness. I mean, and isn't it crazy how March Madness has taken over everything? There's sales now. There's food specials now. It's all based around March Madness, and I think it's weird because it isn't actually I mean, a lot of people get involved, but it's a pretty small section of the population that gets that involved. But we all know that it's been deemed March Madness, so we understand exactly what that pizza special means when we see it being advertised, right? Yeah. So I guess there's that. But I mean, it's so funny how much productivity at offices, because studies have been done on this, right? How much our productivity during March Madness goes way down because people are so glued to their brackets and the games. So there's like this 2 week basically period of time where a lot of people just aren't doing anything at the office because of March Madness, which I think is kind of insane. But I've never been one to get that into the brackets or to March Madness. I mean, I've filled out a few here and there, but whatever. I'm not good at it. I don't pay enough attention to college basketball, so it kind of goes by the wayside with me. But I know that there are people right now who have reams and reams of paper who are filling out brackets trying to win that office pool of $30, and they will take that money proudly, Finn. They will take it proudly.
It is what it is.
Yep. They can afford to buy two of the pizza specials for the office after they win the March Madness bracket. It is interesting, though, because we do love our sports in this country, don't we? I mean, it's just so funny to me. I mean, even talking about the Packers this morning, the amount of contention on social media after Aaron Jones said that he was going to sign with the Vikings. It is crazy. It's off the rails already this morning between the Vikings fans who think they're going to win it all because they just signed Aaron Jones. You still have Sam Darnold as your quarterback, by the way. And the amount of Packers fans who are just like, yesterday it sounded like he was going to chase a ring. What is happening now? Kind of thing. And people who hate Goody because he let him walk for $7 million and they were offering him $6 million. And I mean, there's a lot going on. It's funny how sports takes over our lives sometimes, but
I
figure, though, if people are doing that, they're not talking about politics. So I mean, you know, either way, I guess it all works out. Or maybe they're just not insulting somebody for the sheer fun of insulting somebody. I don't know. At least if they're complaining about their GM for their team, their favorite team, or picking their brackets, maybe they're living, copacetically with the rest of the world on social media for a little bit. I don't know. We get a little crazy over this stuff.
Fandom is, though.
It is, though. It's weird. It's really, really weird. I don't know. It's fun to watch. It's fun to see it take place. You know, here's my whole thing. And it's, you know, it sucks when they have a bad game. Whatever team you're playing, you're rooting for, whatever sport you're rooting for, sucks when they have a bad game. It really sucks when some of your favorite players or your key players get hurt. There's nothing we can do about it.
It's like the Oscars on Sunday night. This is how I relate to it, okay? Love Paul Giamatti. Love Cillian Murphy. Who do I want to see win? Well, it's probably this guy. But they're both great actors.
Right.
So, am I going to be too upset about it? No, I'm not going to be.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. You know, and, you know, watching, you know, obviously we're Packers fans in our house. So last year at the early start of the season, it got a little frustrating watching the discombobulation between with the offense and the defense doing what the defensive did. But you know, at the end of the day, again, there's nothing we can do about it. Right. We can talk about it. We can complain about it. We can figure out what went wrong because there's eye tests that things have to pass in any sport. But at the same time, that's why we're here. We're just here because we pay lots of money to do these things, and these leagues keep getting richer because of us. March Madness, one of those examples, right? Exactly. Think of the billions of dollars that will be pumped into the food industry because of our March Madness habit right now, people. Yeah. Just saying. Think about that for a minute.
Go out and buy that body spray if you want. Yeah.
Oh, yes, that whole $5 body spray, which tells you, by the way, the quality of the Peep body spray that you can... $5, people. Five whole dollars. It's going to turn you into an Oompa Loompa before it's done.
Exactly.
Taking a look at the forecast right now. Breezy and partly cloudy today. Should be gorgeous. Get outside and enjoy this weather if you can. 72 for a high. Partly cloudy down to 38 tonight. Mostly cloudy, 64 tomorrow. So still pretty nice. We do have a chance for some rain tomorrow night into Thursday. Right now, it's 52.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier. We're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and investments. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bar for the Civic Media Radio Network.
99.7
It's 8:29 right now, going back to 1987 now with Tapao. This is Heart and Soul on 99.7 Max FM.
My looking for a little bit of love.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:33 right now. And, you know, Finn, we're 4 years removed from the pandemic, or at least when it first started, right? And there's a lot of things in this country that have reverted right back. But there's a few things that have settled into a quote-unquote new normal. And this is one that you might not expect. Chewing gum sales are way down. I mean, we're talking a lot down, to the point where we have to start asking, is anyone actually still chewing gum? So it's kind of interesting. Gum purchases dropped by nearly a third in the U.S. in 2020, which makes some sense. For one, we didn't need our breath to be as fresh since we were social distancing, and we were also wearing masks, right? You can cover up a whole lot of grossness with a mask at the same time. The weird thing is gum never really rebounded. Last year, gum sales rose less than 1% to 1.2 billion units, which was still 32% fewer than in 2018. And globally, sales are down 10% from 2018. Now, sales in dollars are back to the pre-pandemic levels, but that's probably because of inflation. The average pack of gum cost $2.71. $2.71 for a pack of gum? Mm-hmm. That's insanity.
That's a little steep.
It's a little steep compared to just $1.70 in 2018. 59% increase, by the way, if you're doing the math this morning. That was written out for me. I didn't do that math on the fly. If you were listening earlier, I couldn't even figure out that 7 days from now is March 19th, the first day of spring. So you know I'm not doing the heavy-duty math on the fly. Now, this isn't just because COVID broke people's gum habits. In fact, there are some other contributing factors as to why chewing gum is not as popular as it once was. There's a trend of limiting our sugars, right? And eating foods with better ingredients. Even the sugar-free gum often has artificial sweeteners. People may also be increasingly concerned about the litter from used gum or just the grossness of it. There's nothing worse than stepping in gum. I mean, dog poo and gum are two of the worst things you can step in when you're outside because they're both just disgusting. Nobody wants to clean the dog poo off the shoes with a stick, and nobody wants to do the same thing with the gum that you just had in your mouth because it's gross. Yeah. Now, there could be changes in generational trends that are affecting our chewing gum habits as well. Some experts believe that gum peaked with Generation X, those born between 1965 and 1980. Millennials have generally shown less interest in gum and candy, while Gen Z seem more interested in novelty candies like the sour gummies. Also, the inflated prices might be cutting into sales right now as well, because that seems silly to pay that for a pack of gum, quite honestly. Maybe it's just become expendable, at least at today's prices, regardless of how we got to this point. Some gum companies are changing their approach to marketing and are now hyping gum as the instant stress reliever rather than an occasional breath freshener, which would also make sense because I think we have more anxiety issues in this country, or at least more that we're willing to talk about. Now, I will say Dexter is a huge gum chewer. He is a huge gum chewer, mostly because for him, it's an anxiety thing. And so when we go to Costco, we have to buy the enormous packs of, you know, 28 different flavors, all peppermint, spearmint, all that, so that he can go through it in about usually a month. I'm not even joking. He chews so much gum.
What's his brand? What kind is he?
You know, I think it's an Orbit or something that he get. Orbits, is that what it's called? I don't know, from Costco. You know what? I don't even know. He just sticks it in the cart and we get it for him because we know how much gum he goes through. Now, he doesn't do flavored stuff. He's not doing the bubble gum. He's actually doing the sugar-free, minty-type stuff, but he chews a lot of gum simply because of anxiety. Sure. And it keeps him busy, keeps him thinking about something else, right? But then, kind of like what we were talking about, the grossness of gum, I find wads of it on my deck, I find it on my sidewalk, in my driveway, out by the mailbox, and all of that kind of stuff, and I'm like, dude, just throw it in the garbage. Because you know who else really likes gum in the house, who shouldn't have gum in the house?
I'm betting
Aspen loves gum. She doesn't quite know what to do with it when she gets it in her mouth, thank goodness, because normally she just kind of, we could tell immediately when she's got it, so we can get it out. But yeah, she loves to try out the gum that she finds laying around, which was equally disgusting as finding it on the ground. So there is that. Because not only do I have to fish out used gum, I have to fish out the used gum from my dog's mouth, which is even worse. But, you know, it makes sense, I guess. I mean, if we're paying that kind of price for gum, it's not actually sugar-free, that kind of stuff, then it would make sense why I guess people are abandoning it, especially when you have a lot of, if you're just doing the breath freshening thing, you're doing a lot of mints, and there's some really great mints out there that are actually sugar-free. So maybe that's the route people are going. I think it's actually the marketing, Finn. I mean, do you remember back in the 80s when you had, like, the Juicy Fruit commercials and the Wintergreen Spearmint commercials? Those for Wrigley, those were amazing commercials. We knew those by heart. We knew exactly what
catchy
gum brand
jingles.
Right. You always had the twins, like the for the double mint gum. Yes. So I think it's more about marketing, honestly. I think we got to get back on the 80s trend of marketing this stuff. You put it on streaming and you're going to hit all the different age groups that you're looking for. Just saying.
My wife hates people that chew. I mean, she just cannot stand
chewing
gum.
Some people chew it like a cow out in a field,
well,
right?
Yeah. Can you imagine how many teachers are so happy that the chewing of gum is going downhill? But
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I chew it occasionally, but it's like there's no way that if I were in a grocery store, because I haven't even looked at the price of gum lately.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay that much for Yeah, and you buy it in bulk.
We do buy it in bulk, and it's simply for Dexter, but it's funny because anytime we fly, we always all have a pack of gum on us just to keep the ears popping, especially at first. But that's about the only time I chew gum. Now, when I was in junior high and high school, I chewed it a lot more. I constantly had gum in my mouth. But I was also, I think it was like a stress thing, though, when I was at school. And honestly, I say that because college, I chewed a lot of it as well. I think it was a stress thing. Because when I was sitting in class and I was thinking, I had gum in my mouth. It was something to do. It was something else to concentrate on. And so I think that was part of my thinking process when I was in school. As I sit here and I kind of reminisce about how much gum I used to chew. but I think it was part of that, you know. And I never did the stuff that could blow bubbles or be super annoying. It was always
the Bazooka Joe stuff.
No, I didn't do that. That stuff was disgusting anyway. How much bubble gum did we chew as a kid that literally lost its taste in like 12 seconds flat? It was awful, right? And then you just had this wad of like stuff in your mouth. It was so gross. But so I was chewed spearmint type stuff, and but you know, nothing I could blow bubbles with or be too annoying with. But I always had gum in my mouth in high school when I was in
so
school.
As a kid, you never took like three or four pieces of bubble gum?
Well, yeah, I did that, but it was always disgusting, and I spit it out right away. I mean, literally, literally you would have that gum in your mouth for what, maybe 5 minutes before you're like, this doesn't taste like anything anymore, and so you would throw it out and you'd start over. And you know how many of us remember like bubble blowing contests where you know it was fun stuff. You still had to do that kind of stuff. It was fun, and the bubbles that would pop all over your face and that took an eternity to peel it all off, and then we'd stick it back in our mouth and eat it some more.
We didn't care.
I didn't do that in high school. I did the stuff that didn't have as much fun. I couldn't blow as many bubbles with it. We'll put that in there. Say it like that. But yeah, like, and I remember the Big League gum that you could get as a kid, you know, like, because wanting to chew tobacco was such a cool thing that we had to have it in the form of gum. I remember doing that as a kid as well. So there was options. There were lots of options.
I was just rewatching an episode of The Office where Dwight, so hilarious, he has the Big League,
and he's
got a coffee mug, you know, using it as a spittoon for it's like it's his chewing tobacco. It's hilarious.
I remember the Big League gum because I mean we didn't have companies that were really trying to give us good habits of a kid. We had Big League gum that was supposed to effectively look like bubble gum, you know, chewing tobacco. Then you also had the candy cigarettes. Like where
were they taking us? It explains a lot, doesn't it?
I mean, really, it really does.
Our generation was so weird,
You know? It really was. But yeah, those were not great examples of how you should maybe market to kids. I mean, let's
candy
just face
cigarettes.
It.
Candy cigarettes.
And the reds, the ends were painted red so that they looked like they were on. I mean, these were things that we wore, you know, we went with. And then you had the candy necklaces and bracelets, which were essentially like just pure sugar around your neck. And then they left like colored marks all over. No, these were not. Why did we do this to ourselves?
Because let's face it, with all that sugar, we were hopped up on goofballs.
We were.
Like nobody's business.
We were, obviously.
Talk about apparently, your sugar crash. Wow.
And nobody cared. And nobody cared because our parents willingly bought it for us. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It's going to be gorgeous today. High right around 72. Equally nice tomorrow. A little bit cooler, but then we have some rain coming in later this week. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. Mike Ganger will also join us for a look at sports here on Max FM.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. An absolute wild start to NFL free agency. Technically, only the negotiation period opened up yesterday, but there were a lot of moves, and the Packers were uncharacteristically extremely aggressive on day one. According to NFL Network's Tom Pelissero and Ian Rapoport, the Packers will be bringing in one of the best young defensive back free agents available in Xavier McKinney. He played every single snap last year, and at 25 is one of the best young safeties in the game. Packers agreed to a four-year, $68 million deal with McKinney. One of the first big dominoes to fall early in the day was the Green Bay Packers signing running back Josh Jacobs. He was fantastic last season, and the 26-year-old is also an underrated receiver, a role that he might end up having to take over after the Green Bay Packers announced that they are cutting Aaron Jones. Jacobs is signing a four-year, $48 million deal with Green Bay, according to Ian Rapoport. And as mentioned, the 29-year-old Aaron Jones will be on the move. Once the Jacobs deal was finalized, the Packers did tell Jones he would be let go by the team. Another player getting his walking papers yesterday was left tackle David Bakhtiari. No huge surprise given the cap hit and also injury history. Both the player and the team had nice words for each other yesterday. In 11 seasons, Bakhtiari was a three-time Pro Bowler and five-time All-Pro. Big quarterback moves around the league from a day ago includes the fact that Russell Wilson will be heading to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The biggest free agent was Kirk Cousins coming off of his torn Achilles. The former Minnesota Viking agreed to a deal with the Atlanta Falcons. It's 4 years, $180 million, and that includes $100 million guaranteed. As mentioned, an extremely wild day one of free agency, especially when technically it doesn't get started until tomorrow. Champions were crowned in girls basketball this past weekend at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Arrowhead gets the 69-59 win over Neenah to take the Division I crown. Pewaukee got the better of Notre Dame, 60-52, the final there for Division II. Edgewood, state champions in Division III. It was a 55-52 win over Xavier for the Crusaders. Laconia 47, Cuba City 43 in the Division IV championship game. And in Division V, an OT contest, but Albany Monticello gets the win over Lena, 57-54. State matchups are set for the semifinals for the boys. That's going to get started on Thursday at the Kohl Center in Madison. Bucks wrap up this California road trip tonight as the team is going to be going against the Sacramento Kings. 9 o'clock is the tip-off for this evening's game. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Max FM.
City weather.
It's going to be a little breezy today, but boy, is it going to be nice. Partly cloudy, 72 our high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 64, with some rain possible tomorrow night into Thursday. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, I'll tell you this. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
99.7.
It's 8:48 right now. Eric Carmen, Make Me Lose Control on 99.7 Max FM.
I run a comb through my hair and step out in the street. And the city's the color of flame in the midsummer heat. Oh,
Make me lose control. There is Eric Carmen, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. That is a good one. That's my favorite Eric Carmen song, by the way.
Eric Carmen.
Yes.
We found out about his passing last night. Here's my get off the lawn moment for today.
Okay.
That, Maddie, is from a time when songs actually were like real, true songs,
right.
You know, and obviously he was influenced by songwriters like Paul McCartney because he had a gift for the earworms. I mean, we played Hungry Eyes earlier this morning, Make Me Lose Control with the Raspberries. He had Go All the Way, I Want to Be With You, Let's Pretend, Tonight, Overnight Sensation. I don't know how some of these other songs charted, but All By Myself he had as a solo artist, which I think was a big hit for Celine Dion, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, okay. I believe. Yep, she remade
Sunrise,
that one.
That's Rock and Roll, which was a big hit for Sean Cassidy back in the day. Never Gonna Fall in Love Again, Boats Against the Current, She Did It, if you remember that one.
Yeah.
Hey Dini. I mean, he just had a...
He had a gift
for songwriting. He really did.
He had a gift, and that's my favorite. That's my favorite Eric Carmen song. I mean, I loved the Raspberries. Obviously, doing oldies radio for as long as we did, we went deep into the Raspberries library in our playlist. But Make Me Lose Control. I don't know. It was one of those songs that, you know, the first time I heard it on the radio, I was like, what is this? And I was, I mean, it came out in the 80s, so I wasn't very old, maybe 10, 11 years old.
Sure.
But it has remained one of my steadfast favorite songs for many, many years because it's a good one. There's so much in it, right? Like, there's so much in it. It's got this crazy beat. It's not really upbeat, but it's not slow. And then you kind of break it down a little bit towards the end there. Like, it's just got everything you could want. But Eric Carmen.
Production.
Yes.
Sounds great.
Yes. Yeah, super gifted musician. And again, as you mentioned, Finn, we found out late last night that he passed at the age of 74. Now, we have to do a little celebrating today, which seems weird coming out of talking about Eric Carmen and losing him. But we have to do our calendar days here because, you know, there's a few things that get us through a Tuesday closer to the weekend because, well, that's really the entire goal of doing the Monday through Friday thing, right? So today is National Organize Your Home Office Day. I say crank up the Eric Carmen. I say open the windows because high of 72 today and get to work because we all have a home office that we are probably not super proud of. Right? I mean, let's face
it. It's getting better, but
I'm looking around mine right now, like our little area, and obviously I'm not doing much with the area anymore because we're getting things scheduled so that we can transition into an actual room out of our makeshift home studio. So I just don't care at this point because I know in the next probably month or two we're going to be moving things around.
Again,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, okay, well, this stack of papers over here, this is the recycle pile because I use the backs of them to make notes during the morning show and write things down for myself and all of that. But today is the day we get in there, we really organize it, and you know, we maybe cut down on the clutter so we can be a little bit more productive. Unless you're like my husband who thrives in the clutter and knows what every single one of those piles on his desk actually is. Every time I walk in his office, I have this like urge, and this has been a thing for a really long time, to just clean it all up. But I know if I touch it, it throws him completely off because he knows what's in every single one of the piles that he has on his desk. And so I just leave things alone. Just don't touch it is how it goes. It's hard.
Now, did you learn by a mistake, or have you just always known?
I've kind of always known, simply because even when we worked together and we first met doing oldies radio, and especially as he became program director and I took over mornings and as promotions director, our desks were side by side. And it was no secret whose desk was whose when you walked into our office. I mean, everybody just kind of knew without even knowing who was sitting where. So it was really no secret. And we had basically the same whiteboard boards up, the same bulletin boards, but again, there was no secret as to who sat where in our office. And so I think it was just something I just kind of figured out over time, because I would watch him and what seemed like chaos to me, and I'd say, oh, we need that note about whatever, and he'd dig through the pile, he'd be like, it's right here under this and he'd pull it out, and I'd be like, how in the world did you find that in that? So anyway, I think I just kind of figured it out one day, and I just never touched anything. But I will say this, every time time we've moved, his home office has been a point of contention for realtors and for me as we're trying to show this house, right? Because we all know that when you're showing a house, you have to have it to the best of its ability. You have to clear out all the clutter. It has to look amazing. Well, you also still have to live in that house and work in that house if that's essentially what you do. So his office has always been a point of contention to the point where when we sold our house in Minneapolis before we were moving here, the realtors were just like, can you just put it in a box clipped together and just haul it in and out of the house? Because I mean, he was working from home. He was doing the storm chasing stuff. So all of the receipts that had to go back to the Weather Channel, all of the different invoices and all of that were always out on the desk as he was working on them in between his chases and being home for a couple of weeks. And it was not going to help sell the house. It just, nope, that room was not
but
going to help
us. But he didn't protest at all.
He knew we had to. So that's kind of when you bite the bullet and you're just like, okay, I'll do what I have to do, right? Yeah, you do what you have to do in certain cases. But yeah, National Organize Your Home Office today, everybody. Get to work because we could all use a little extra organization. The people out there who don't, we do not want to be your friend because you put the rest of us to shame with what our space looks like, right? We also have National Plant a Flower Day today, which it's going to feel nice enough to plant a flower. I just don't know what you're going to do with them in the next couple of weeks, though, when it gets cold. Maybe a little early for that, so we might want to hold off. But, you know, buying the seeds, starting to think about what you want to put outdoors this year, those are all things that you can possibly do. I did notice, though, that a lot of the stores are already starting to set up greenhouses and get everything set for the spring. So, you know, we're not very far away at this point.
Yeah.
National Working Moms Day is today. So all of the women who get up every single day and not only take care of the kids, take care of the home, and then they have to go do a full-time job, kudos to you for all of your hard work each and every day. I've been a stay-at-home mom for a really long time, and I'm always in awe of the moms who can do all of that stuff. You know, cook the dinner, come home, do laundry, get to the kids' activities, because